Last night, the BBC aired an extraordinary investigative program, essentially investigating itself. The report focused on a pedophile scandal involving one of the BBC's best-known entertainers and a decision to kill an earlier BBC report that would have exposed the man. Vicky Barker reports from London.
Just days after BBC entertainer Jimmy Savile died at 84 last year, the whispers began that Savile's long-rumored interest in underage girls may have been more than rumor. So Peter Ribbon, executive producer of the BBC's hard-edged late-night news show Newsnight, ordered one of his teams to investigate. Reporter Liz McKean and producer Myrian Jones found strong evidence that Savile had been molesting, even raping, girls as young as 13 for decades, in some cases on BBC premises. The team found victims and persuaded several to speak to them. And then, late last year, shortly before the segment was to air, Ribbon shelved it.
Tonight, Panorama asks just how much BBC staff really knew about Savile's abuse.
Reporter McKean spoke of her shock on last night's BBC Panorama program investigating the circumstances behind that decision.
All I can say is that it was an abrupt change of tone. From, you know, one day, excellent, let's prepare to get this thing on air, to hold on.
Ribbon has insisted his decision was not influenced by the fact that the BBC was about to air several big Christmas tribute programs to Savile and his charity work. Among other reasons, he says he decided to kill the segment after hearing that police and prosecutors had chosen not to pursue the victim's allegations for lack of evidence. But producer Myrian Jones told Panorama he sent Ribbon an email begging him to think of how this might appear.
I was sure the story would come out one way or another, and that if it did, the BBC would be accused of cover-up.
And that is exactly what happened after a rival broadcaster finally aired its own investigation early this month. The police have since launched a criminal investigation into the allegations against Jimmy Savile. Panorama found no evidence that Ribbon had bowed to internal pressure. It did raise some questions about the BBC's new director general, George Entwistle. He was head of BBC television when those tribute programs aired. Steve Hewlett is a former TV news executive, now an independent media analyst.
The trouble is, George was, if you'll forgive the term, you know, at the scene of the crime, and therefore has been compromised from the start.
Yesterday, with public anger and political pressure mounting, the BBC issued a new statement saying that parts of Ripon's original explanation for shelving the investigation had been inaccurate. They announced he is stepping aside until two separate BBC probes into the circumstances are complete. Reporter Liz McKean told Panorama she's still haunted by the impact all of this has had on the women she interviewed.
You know, I felt we had a responsibility towards them. We'd got them to talk to us. But above all, we did believe them. And so then, for their stories not to be heard, yes, I felt very bad about that. I felt very much that I'd let them down.
British lawmakers don't just want to know why the Newsnight investigation was pulled. They also want to know why Entwistle or other BBC executives decided to go ahead and air the Savile tribute programs if, as has been alleged, some may have known what Newsnight had discovered. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.